All right, welcome to Office Hours. We are running late, so we're just going to go ahead and just get started. Actually, I'm going to rant first. I'm going to rant about my life. So I had a doctor visit last week, and part of that visit is they took some bloods and they did some blood tests. Now, the blood tests are with a company called LabCorp that you might have heard of, and I have access to a patient portal in LabCorp, which means that I can read my own blood test result, and I'm fairly technical in my mentality, so I can understand the blood test results probably about as good as the doctor minus some sort of doctory knowledge, right? But part of the sort of routine there is the doctor will call me after a week, and they'll basically talk me through the results if there's anything problematic, etc. I missed that call because I was asleep. So I had a couple of missed calls from. But the problem as well is that they're a small doctor's office, so they shut around 4. So they're shut now. And so for the rest of today, I need to be angry at myself for missing that telephone call, even though there is nothing I can do about it. And the only thing that's logical is to call them tomorrow when they're open. I'm going to be angry about it all day. I'm going to be like, oh, such an idiot. I overslept. I missed the call. I'm such a broken human. How silly of me. I mean, give me a second here. It feels like my entire... I'm under the weather. I need to blow with this. Okay, that's slightly better, but not really. So yeah, maybe a couple of people can just be like, it's okay, just call them tomorrow. It won't help, but it will help a little bit. Just call them tomorrow, you know? All right, so we'll go through questions. So what's the current activity of thy canine? He really wants me to play with his toys because, you gotta remember from his routine point of view, we woke up, I took him for a little walk so that he could get, morning potty done. I refilled his food bowl. I checked his water bowl, and then that's it. Now I just sit in front of this glowing rectangle for the rest of the day, and he doesn't understand what that means. So he's like, well, it must be playtime, right? We've both fed, watered, toileted, both of us have. So great. That means it must be playtime. It's like, no, dog, this is time for me to move my hands in front of the glowing rectangle all day and do some work and have some fun. There we go. Try and get a photo. My desk's in. I bought, it's this little clampy side bucket thing. It's meant to be used for kitchens where you, you scrape your vegetable cuttings or whatever into. But I'm trying to train Feta to leave his toy in the bucket. Because that means it's hey, if you put it in the bucket, I will throw it because it's easy for me to get. I don't have to worry where it is. I need to work on. So far, we've got him trained where he will stand exactly where he is in that picture. He'll sit there patiently waiting for me to throw it. But sometimes the toy will be on the other side of the room because he doesn't understand what he's doing. So I'm trying all sorts of things. One of the things we've got is when he runs to go get the toy, I will quietly put a treat into the bucket. So when he comes back, there's already a treat there waiting for him. I don't know. A couple of people who visited my place, they're like, why is there a bucket on the side of your desk? It's like, well, I'm trying to train the dog to use it as a toy receptacle. But there we go. So, that's always fun. He's now on my lap, so that's always cool. All right, let's go through other questions. We've got favorite book from Red. Favorite's difficult because, if it's your books, it's fiction, nonfiction. I don't know. Come back to that one. Del says, why is everything so complicated? I don't know if it's everyone... Or I don't know if I'm just more sensitive or aware of the problems, but it feels like every single task is problematic. Every single task that my poor body does is complicated. There is nothing simple about anything that I do. I'll give another example. The IRS sent me a note that I had an extra fine or penalty, I don't even remember why, to pay for my taxes. And I'm like, all right, fair enough. You fine me for whatever. So I paid the bill on time, and then 2 days later, they sent me another piece of paperwork with the exact same amount of money on it and told me that I owed them it, but they'd also done some calculations on it. And they're like, we sent you a bill previously that had the wrong number on it. This is the bill with the correct number on it. But the number on both bills is identical and I've paid it once. And so it's like, are you charging me again? Or am I just lost in a paperwork tornado? I think I'm lost in a paperwork tornado. What I've done for my own purposes is I've stapled both bills together and I wrote on the original one that I'd paid it and the payment number. So if it ever comes up again, both documents are tied together. But what the fuck? Also, periodically, the state of California will send me a message and they're like, we've got $300 that we think we owe you, but if you want it, you'll have to submit a Californian tax return for the last 3 years. So I'm just like, And it ain't worth it. That ain't worth it. Like, that's, like, such a, like, bullshit amount of stuff for me to do and say, like, zero, zero, zero. Haven't even been in California. Or just for, like, $300. Like, it's not worth it. So, like, why is that complicated? I needed a prescription refill on some medication. I submitted it via the online portal for my pharmacy. I went back the next day to check the order status because I can go pick it up. And it was like, you didn't submit it. And it's like, I did, but apparently I didn't. So like everything is just like, I don't know. It feels like a giant collection of chaos. Anyway, then Port says, what's the business doing? Slowed down. So the main big business client that I talk about a lot, we're experiencing two problems right now, which is A, a funding gap, as in they don't have any more money to pay us, and B, a like product management, project management gap as well. So everything is on their side, and it's their fault that the project that, you know, we're a part of isn't going ahead. But we can't do anything by hounding them. In fact, they've asked us not to hound them. So we're just like, cool, whatever. We'll wait and see what happens. As for other businesses, we do have some private universe development coming up that I'll have to do in sort of probably towards the middle or late June, but I don't know when. But that's about it. I am still working on business style stuff. I'll talk more about that in a moment, but you know. Draco Cummins says, how locked down do you intend scripting to be compared to VRChat? The way they sandbox things makes it impossible to do more ambitious projects, like how I once mentioned wanting to do VRCX Minecraft. I don't like to sort of compared to other platforms too much or in certain ways, but certainly less lockdown than VRChat. Currently, it's like, it is locked down a little bit, but like not that much. In the future, we're going to be developing a feature called Hard Permissions, which will allow us to sort of have additional sort of locking down capabilities. But right now, it's sort of not that locked. You can do pretty much anything that you want. In addition to that, if you find something that you want to do that you can't do, we'll be happy to hear about it on the GitHub. And provided it's logical and makes sense, like, it'll eventually get them. Next up, Zervix says, taking an example from Aegis's devlog, would you be fine with me grabbing your devlog posts, either in bulk or each devlog being a separate post of its own and putting it on my forum? Yeah, do what you want. We've already got, like, a bot that someone wrote that takes devlog and posts it to, what's the link? Collective name for Mastodon like stuff. Is there like a name for it? Fediverse, yeah, but like the Fediverse is like multiple protocols and stuff. Specifically the Mastodon protocol. I don't know. Is Mastodon activity pub? I don't know. Whatever that. Let's go through to Compt User, who says, any idea why GitHub is being mean to me? I git clone the renderer repo, hit control S on a file. GitHub claims I made a dozen changes to the files of all the changes being stuff like this. Yes, absolutely. So I don't know if the renderer has the requisite files to deal with this, but I can. It's a little bit difficult because Feta is now lying on me, but there we go. Renderwrite.nitty. What type of file is that? A CS file? Yeah, okay. So what you need to do is you need to update the git attributes file so that it keeps consistent line endings and spacing. You also should add a .editor config file so that there are, it's like that. If you want to see a project that has those set up in the way that they should be, I think elements.quantity has, just from memory. A bunch of others probably do. It's something that we're forgetting occasionally, mostly because when we open source something, we like yank it out of the main repo and shove it into a different one. But yeah, if you look at elements.quantity, there is a editor config there, which will handle line endings and indentation and stuff like that. And there is a git attributes file, which has a couple of lines for CS. Ultimately, it doesn't have the lines I thought it would have, but there we go. We probably need to like publish a common editor config and a common git attributes for like all of our projects and like sync it in some. Also, if anyone like knows NixOS well, we accepted it because like we had no reason not, but Gordley like committed in a bunch of like NixOS stuff to like Fruks Engine, and I don't understand why. It's like, hey, why does like our project need to have a bunch of NixOS stuff in it? I don't understand. Like, why? Why is that there? I mean, like, I could go read the PR again, but I also like I don't want to bother Gordley basically. I'm like, I should know this myself. We've got like an nvarc file as well. I don't understand why that's there because like, where am I? I've lost Discord. I'm like, what? I read the PR. We accepted the PR. We had no reason not to. But like, that doesn't mean I understood what it was doing. But yeah, take a look at elements.quantity or do your own research and see what the default should be, because we're really inconsistent about it. But like, for example, here's the line in our Git attributes for shell files, for example. So it says like, *sh, which is a shell script, is text. Its end of line must be LF and its encoding is UTF-8. And that fixes up most white space. RPRs right now are kind of like crazy when it comes to Fruits Engine. Because we are like, no one was cleaning up unused usings for like years. So like every PR is like, if I touch a new file, I can't stand it. And it's like automatic in most cases. It'll be like, yo, I organized your usings. And I'm just like, all right, okay, four, five. And then added to that, now we're on, you know, .NET 10 and not restricted by mono in that project. We're now adding like modern C# features. So things like file scoped namespace declarations are something that we're trying to do, because it removes one level of indentation from all the files. But that means like each PR has got like, yo, I changed a bunch of white space. So every PR from like, at least Gordley, is like, yo, make sure to turn off white space. Make sure to turn off white space. You don't want to see a white space diff. Do I have any PRs open right now? I don't. Let me Google for like a quick Git attributes guide, and then maybe I can like provide that for you guys as well. No, I had a bunch of PRs merge. I do have the like the corporate branch, which is where all the like corporate cloud stuff is in. I don't want to deal with that though. You'll see why when I paste its contents. 409 commits, 314 files changed. It's just like, that can't be merged. It's just like I've got open as a PR, so I can track how the diff looks, and I can also start pulling stuff out. So stuck in that is a bunch of features I could pull out into separate PRs. But like that takes time as well. So like right now it just lives as a branch. Feta, leave it. A trip searching. That's a terrible guy. I love it when like the Git attributes documentation is just terrible and you have to use like, I don't know, like another website because the documentation for like is like terrible. W3 school should be good there. Tell you how to do it. And if editor config, honestly, the actual editor config documentation is so there's editor config for you. If you want some esoteric file editors as well, there's a bunch on that page. Hey, if you want editor config to work with a text editor called Genie, then you can do that. I didn't know that there was a text editor called Genie, but like, here you go. It's a text editor called Genie. Enjoy. I picked that one because it had like a really like cool logo. It's like a lamp and like air coming. All right, let's check for other questions as we scroll around. All right, that's fixed compt user. Zerik said, would you mind getting another eyes on that? Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but like, hey, we've got a new main page. And all that's kind of required before it goes out to the world is that lots of people look at it and complain. So keep up the complaints if you don't like it or there's something up. But like at some point in the future, we're just going to rip and run with it. So check the sandbox page and double check what's going on there. Snap says World Cup predictions. I don't care. All I know is that like England, you know, the country I'm from, once they're out, I don't really care. And I know that they're going to be out because, I don't know, we're not that good at football these days. Also, is someone going to stream the World Cup on Resonate? I mean, they're more than welcome to. I can't advise them to do so because it would probably have some copyright complications there. Fun fact, I used to work on Mixer. And fun fact there, we were constantly fighting against sports streamers. Sports streamers would create an account and then they'd, you know, like start streaming like games of various sports that they're not allowed to or that they shouldn't do. And we would like, you know, ban the account or whatever. But then they figured out a way to use our video infrastructure without a Resonite account. I can't remember how they did it, but they were like streaming HLS video to our infrastructure using our ingest and our distribution for video. And they didn't have a Mixer account. We only noticed that one because one of the like video services had like a higher load on it. And we're like, what's going on here? And it's like, Holy shit! 100 people are watching a stream that doesn't have a Mixer account. How? Delta says, regarding build twice, there's a line item labeling difference. No, you see, that's the problem. So the first bill, I don't know the exact number. Let's say the first bill was 100. The second bill said, hey, we made an adjustment and we thought that you needed to pay 90, but you actually need to pay 100. And it's like, well, the first bill said 100, so I already paid 100. I don't understand. Both bills, like TLDR, both bills was like pay the same amount, but they were worded differently. So it's just, I don't know. I'm not paying it twice. They could find me more. I don't care. I've got both paperwork. I could just like argue with them later. CompuUse actually has a very, very important thing. They say, something I find funny is every now and again, I would think of a new feature or way to improve a currently existing feature, only to realize I managed to recreate something that was already planned. Yes. Constantly. Literally constantly. Yeah, whenever I said Resonant account, I meant Mixer account. Hecker says, I kept forgetting to mention this, it may be a bad time, but somebody moved this, and we want to move it back, but it gives a nondescript error. Well, you know what you need to do then? You should make a GitHub issue, and I'll take a look. Alright, I don't have a GitHub issue flaming text on my, GIF favorites. Yeah, like, I know it's like a pain, I know it's a problem, I know it's like, ah, GitHub, blah, but I'm just gonna forget. I'm gonna forget. And even when it's on GitHub, I'll probably forget. But there's like probably like a slightly larger chance that I won't forget if it's on GitHub. When you're thinking about the new main page for the wiki as well, please make sure that you take a look at other main pages for wikis. One of the problems that we've had in making a new main page is explaining to people that like the main page of a wiki should just be links to other pages. So take a look at the main page of Wikipedia, take a look at the main page of the RuneScape wiki, the Path of Exile wiki, etc. Just like, it isn't meant to be like what you think it is, and most people like don't navigate with the main page, they navigate with whatever page they're on. Yeah, that's the other thing, right? If you made a GitHub issue about it where you're like, hey, I'm trying to move this wiki page to this wiki page, then I've got like a before and after, and I have all the information I can to work on it. One of the things to keep in mind when you're making GitHub issues in any repository, not only like Resonant repositories, is you have to try and make it, and it's not always possible to ensure this, but like you have to try and make it so that the person who is going to fix it never has to ask you another question. That's how like you get things fixed nice and fast. So in this case, like the question that Delta had, move from where, is like perfectly valid. Like if that was included in the GitHub, it would be very helpful. And for anyone who has feedback on the sandbox page, there is a GitHub for it where you can put all of your information. I'm kind of waiting for people to put their opinions there. Please. I guess I should put a link to that. Oh, a rec room of a space. Yeah, that might be. All right, let me get a doobly-doo for that away. There you go. There's the new main page. And not only is Zeravax looking for feedback, I'm looking for feedback, right? Because what's going to happen is, if I don't get feedback, one day I'm just going to do it. I'll be like, hey, Zeravax, let's do it. Let's make it the main page. And then, like, 5 seconds after we do that, like, five people are going to be like, I don't like it because of blah, blah, blah reason. It's like, well, you've had, like, 6 months to give us feedback and you didn't give us feedback, so sorry, right? So like, I'm like, please, please, feedback, please. That scenario actually applies to a lot of what we do as well. For example, right now, we've got a big discussion board thread thing open for the IK. I'll get you a link in just a second. Like, now is the time where if you've got, like, IK feedback, read through that discussion, provide your insight and additional things on it, and it will be incorporated into how the new IK works. If you do not contribute to this discussion, and we release the new IK, and then you're like, oh my god, I hate it, I have all this feedback, why didn't you listen to it? And you did not participate in that discussion, then it's kind of your own fault. There are a lot of really crazy rigs in that forum discussion. Does this can't complain too much if you never contribute your opinions. Exactly. Now, I know that, like, even with saying this, like, it will happen anyway. But, like, when it happens, please, like, understand. Please understand, like, you've made your bed. Okay, like, I'm going to say again, if you've got feedback, the main page goes in the issue. Not here. I'll forget it here. Kind of like thinking, is there anything else we can talk about? Otherwise we should like start winding down. I don't know, I guess I can show, let me pull it out of another DM. No, the tech tree, I don't think there's any updates to it, but I do need to get like its current state to the wiki. So I plan to do that today, like straight after this. Remember those metrics that I shared with Devlog a while back when we shipped? Here's like the first sort of insight that I was able to discern from them. What we've got here pictured is we've got in the last 3 days, which was like 2 or 3 days ago, so like last week sometime basically, the amount of people that hit the account index page was 54. And then the amount of people that started a subscription from visiting that page is 5, or a 9% conversion. And so this is something where, like, if we had a entire team of developers that were in charge of the account website, we'd then say, like, what happens between products.list, which is where you see the list of products, and products.checkout? Products.checkout, by the way, is when you click a product. So it's like, okay, so 40 people are looking at the list of our subscription options, but only 14 people are clicking the link to continue. And then we lose between clicking that link, which is 14, and Stripe saying a subscription has started, we go from 14 to 5. So that means that 14 people left our website and they went to Stripe's like workflow and they didn't come back. Like, why? Why didn't they come back? What's going on there? Again, like if we had a, you know, a large team to work on that, we could do all sorts of stuff, like make it look better. I know that we plan to do that, but like when we plan to do that, it's just like when and if we have resources, and we kind of don't right now. So that's cool. Just a quick reminder that those metrics are all pseudo anonymized as well. So we have no idea who's doing it, just that they're doing it, which is good because I don't want to individually track what users are doing on our platform. All right. I see an issue for the page moving. I will into that in a moment. I think we could give the like main account page like a little bit of a lick of paint, and it would probably do a lot better. It wouldn't take much. It would just like change up some colors and stuff. Also, sorry to anyone over the past couple of days who I've told that the account website doesn't allow registrations, because at some point we made it allow registrations, but then we broke that again, and I got confused. I thought it was like always broken, but apparently it's like been broken recently somehow. So I plan to look into that one as well. I'm looking into that one from the perspective of like, I touched that recently. Maybe I broke it. I'm scared that I broke it, so I'll paranoidly take a look and see if I broke it. I don't think I broke it. All right, do we have any additional questions? Oh, I want to jump back to Venport, who says, most of my generally broken rigs I cannot share on a public GitHub. Do you remember that you have the opportunity to, I don't know, like, you'd have to read the discussion, but like, I think there's an opportunity to give us like private models to take a look at, but I don't remember the exact specification there. Another option also might be to blank the textures for the model, right? So say it's like a base you can't share or whatever. If you blank the textures and like it's just like a, you know, clay model, that might be suitable. Obviously check the licenses and what your problem with sharing it is. Another thing you could do is if you just take the rig, like say you take the rig in Binder, you could, you know, skin some clay to it, and that might still show the problem, because sometimes the problem is like the weight painting or the way that the skinned meshes is tied to the rig. But sometimes the problem is just the shape of the rig. And if it's the shape of the rig, then, you know, get rid of the original model, give it some noodle arms. Maybe that'll still show the problem, and then you can share that. That is actually what's happening a lot on that feedback. We're seeing a lot of people who are, you know, screenshotting their models with their rigs to show where the bones are and how they're orientated. And even that helps, right? Yeah, even there's one here from Psyche.io who says, like, here's like a reproducible like quadruped. And again, it's just noodle arms, right? Aethox says assets prohibit uploading the avatar to any platform. Yeah, I know. Like, keep an eye on the licenses, etc. But like something that like Psyche has done here with the like noodle rig, it could help. Obviously, keep an eye. Like, Ozzy drew like a paint diagram that I don't even begin to understand right now. Yeah, look at all these issues. Woo! All right, I can fix those now, or at least try to remember to fix them. Hecko says, I once found a Blender plugin that auto-generates placeholder meshes like that around bones, and sometimes it even works. Hell yeah, that's something you might want to like share with the class. There's also this interesting 3D modeler called Dust3D that I look into because I think the technology is cool, but like it's totally not suitable for most things. But I did want to share that because you can check out the development of Dust3D there. And with that, I think we'll start winding things down. I will speak to you guys again soon. If I'm not doing something and you need me to do it, please hound me. I've kind of sort of given that as a directive to a bunch of people, I'm going to forget. So just like, hound me, please. And I will speak to you again. Bye-bye.